Now will you notice here in verse 5, then the Pharisees and scribes ask him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? Now this accusation that they lodge against his disciples was, of course, really an accusation against him personally, because these were his followers. Now, will you notice how our Lord deals with them, and he doesn't deal with them tenderly at all. He answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites. Now, that's not gentle, I would say. As it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their hearts far from me. Now, friend, that's a very important statement that he gives. They were just hypocrites, meaning they were acting a part, playing a part. It was the word used for actors on the stage. They were going through a religious ritual without experiencing any reality at all. The lips and the heart might as well have belonged to two separate persons, and they had no more heart experience than a wooden dummy upon the knee of a ventriloquist. My friend, there are a lot of people that are just going through a ritual in church today. The heart must be involved if it's genuine, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. People get involved today in creeds and church confessions and public worship and dress and even our separation, and all of it can become a matter of tradition and not a direct and personal dealing with the Lord Jesus Christ. And notice as he goes on here, howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of man. Worship is empty when the rules of man are substituted for the Word of God. Now we come to the very heart of the matter. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of man as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. That was the whole thing. They were substituting the traditions of man for the Word of God. Now, actually, a tradition could be good. He said unto them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Now, a tradition may be excellent when it's first given, but it becomes evil if it's a substitute for the Word of God in later generations, and that's what had happened for these people here. And I think that's the reason that so many denominations today have departed from the Word of God. They first substituted a creed for the Word of God. Then they began to substitute the word of man and the thinking of man and their little ritual and their little denomination. And before long, the word of God went out the window. That's happened again and again. Now he goes on in verse 10 here, and he says, for Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Now he gives them an example of what they were doing. Now, that was what Moses said. They'd honor their father and mother. Now, here's the tradition. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it's Corban. That is to say, a gift. But whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition which ye have delivered, and many such like things ye do. Now, notice what he's saying here. It is a tremendous thing, because their tradition permitted them to escape the responsibility to their parents. And if a man did not want to help his father and mother when they became old and needy, he would dedicate his possessions to the priests in the temple, and it was called Corban. That means a gift. And at the man's death, his estate went to the temple, and he was relieved of his responsibility to his parents. This tradition, my friend, was pernicious, and it contradicted the intent of the law of God, that is, to honor their father and their mother. There is today a great danger of folk giving to that which they've just been appealed to by someone personally. And there are literally thousands of Christian organizations today that have men out in the field. They're just combing the highways and byways, finding people to give to an organization. Well, may I say to you that there is a grave danger in that. There are certain personal responsibilities that people have. And I want to be very frank. And we have a radio program here, and we depend on folk. But we haven't anybody out in the field. There'll be nobody coming from this program into the community or the area where there is a pastor and a good church and interview his people. His people will have to give because they want to give, not because they have been appealed to. I think we're in grave danger today. I feel that folks' first responsibility is to a good church that they belong to, and that's the only kind of church they ought to belong to. Now you can see this is tremendous that he's talking about here. Now I want to move on down because he goes into a great deal of detail here, which is, I think, very important. It all has to do with that which is external and that which is internal, that which is real. And he shows here that religion is not something that you can rub on as you do a salve. It's not something that you eat or refrain from eating.